The residents of a small town in northern New Jersey did not know that in their midst was a missing sculpture by the French artist Auguste Rodin until earlier this summer. That's when it was discovered hiding in plain sight in the town hall. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the marble bust of Napoleon is now on display in the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Madison, New Jersey is about 20 miles west of New York. It's a small borough of 16,000 people, and in its town hall was a bust of Napoleon, which a lot of people walked past without looking twice. That is until a grad student named Mallory Martiaro was hired to take inventory of the art in the Hartley Dodge Memorial Building as it underwent renovations. That included the white marble bust wedged into a corner.
As she recounts it, she sort of ran her fingers over it, felt the signature by Rodin, and then that kind of sparked 2 years of bringing it to the attention of a number of Rodin specialists who were able to authenticate it.
That is Jennifer Thompson. She's curator at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where the bust is now on long-term loan. The piece is called Napoleon Wrapped in His Dream, featuring the head of Napoleon emerging from what seems to be a cloud, but is really the folds of a high-collared cloak. Thompson says it's unusual for two reasons. One, Rodin did not normally sculpt historical figures and was not particularly a fan of Napoleon Bonaparte. The bust was made on commission from an American patron. And two, Rodin tweaked the classic image of Napoleon by dressing him in a military cloak typical of ancient Rome.
Even the way the hair is cut is in a very sort of precise, regular fashion, which evokes this sort of the sense of a Roman military leader. You have Rodin, you know, taking liberties with Napoleon.
While indefinitely on display at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, this Rodin bust is still owned by the Hartley Dodge Foundation. Thompson says that because Rodin was so prolific with a global client base, it's really not that unusual for his pieces to sometimes go missing and then become rediscovered many years later. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.